It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're around this neck of the woods, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill is well worth a visit. Always very busy. In fact, as we were making our way to our studio here today, the Oasis Bar and Grill is absolutely packed. So it really is a great bar to visit. They do carvery at the weekend and a great menu during the rest of the week. And also, if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not make it the White Sands Hotel? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Something you may very well have an opinion on, and we would like to get your opinion. Have a listen to this from Niamh. Niamh sent us an email, which you can do as well, by the way. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com is our email address. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. So here's what Niamh wrote. This would make a good debate, guys. And please send me an Opinions Matter mug. The amount of people taking these fat jabs is insane. They are injecting God knows what into their bodies because they're too lazy to exercise and too stubborn to eat healthy. They're the facts. Five of my female friends are on the jabs, Mounjaro and Ozempic, and they admit it's an easy fix. One even uses her children's allowance to pay for them. That's another day's topic.
No, it's not. Can we just talk about that?
No. That's another day's topic.
That's unbelievable.
Anyway, she goes on to say, by the way, I used to be a size 16. I'm now a size 10. It can be done doing exercise, not lazy jabs. Stop injecting shit. Exercise. Says Niamh.
People are very angry with Niamh.
Yeah, they are.
On our Facebook page. They're telling her to mind her own business and all that, which is ridiculous. This podcast literally exists because people don't mind their own business.
That's
if
very
people,
true.
If people yeah. minded their own business, we would not be sitting here now, and neither would you guys. No, I don't know how far to go on this, because you know how I feel. I'm a bit fat phobic, as you know.
Fat phobic?
I would be.
Are you afraid of fat?
No, fat phobic, but I have very strong feelings about people who are overweight. And I agree with most of the stuff that Niamh is saying. People were able to lose weight long before these jabs came along. I do see them as the easy way out. And in fact, a friend of mine who was on them, female friend of mine, won't name her, who was on them, she was one of the first. They must be at about 3 years, are they?
Nearly,
she was
yeah.
One, she was one of the first. Now, she didn't have, by the way, I don't know how she got them, because she didn't have diabetes. But she was on the Mounjaro.
Yeah.
She was on the Mounjaro ones, and she was on them, I think she was on them for about a year, and she lost all of the weight. And I remember she was going around and people were praising her and all and saying how great she was. And like, don't praise somebody because they didn't get off their arse. It is the easy way to lose weight. If you want to
Surely losing weight is the end goal. Surely you should be happy to see people losing weight, yeah?
No, the same people that said 5 years ago, don't take the jab, and now they're all taking this jab because they won't get off their
That's not my point. My point is, surely, no matter how it comes about, if somebody loses weight, that's a good thing, is it not? No?
Yeah, but it's how they lose
it. What difference does that make?
Well, it does, because in the same way, someone can do the leaving cert by studying and get a really good leaving cert, and then someone can do the leaving cert by cheating and having notes written down. Would you praise someone for doing that?
And you wouldn't praise them for it. The end result is the same.
You what?
But no, my point is, surely the goal is for people to lose weight. So it shouldn't matter to you they achieve that.
Yeah, it would matter to me. Why? The natural way. It's very easy to lose.
Science has invented these injections that actually are very productive.
No, they weren't invented. I agree with these jabs, yeah, for people that have diabetes. They were originally invented for people who have diabetes.
As one of the side effects, they realised that... actually, this helps people lose weight. So my point is, surely the end goal is for people to lose weight. It shouldn't matter to you at all how they do it.
Well, what do you mean? It doesn't matter to me, but I don't think people should be looking for praise if they lost weight because of
but
the
to be saying they're lazy jabs, that's what needs
it. Well, it is a lazy jab, because it doesn't take any exercise to stick a jab into you. Now, I know it does. Doesn't it take away your cravings and stuff like that and makes you full? a lot easier, from what I believe.
Yeah, no, I don't know, because I've never actually used them. If anybody, by the way, if you've used them, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, and by the way, if everybody was au fait with them, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and everybody thought they were great, yeah, why are people so unwilling to admit that that's how they lost the weight? I could name five people now that we're both friends with, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that it's obvious they've used the jabs to lose weight, yeah?
But do they say that publicly?
They
no.
They never
because
say.
Because it's nobody's business.
No, but why...
It's literally nobody's business.
If you're not ashamed of it, why would you not say, why would you not say thanks to Mounjaro for helping me with weight loss? Why do these people... One particular girl we know, who, now in fairness, she lost 3/4 of her body weight.
Yeah.
She was mad. She was a huge unit. And...
I know, she looks great.
And she... What are you saying? She didn't look great when she was fat.
She looks great.
Yeah.
My point is...
But when you see when she puts photographs on social media, oh, well done, hon, well done, hon. Well done, nothing. You did nothing. You literally took a jab. Like, that's not hard work. There's people who go to the gym...
Oh, right, so you...
get up at 6 in the morning and...
You should only lose weight with hard work.
Now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. Now the penny dropped. That only took about 10 minutes.
But my question to you is, how is it anyone's concern to be slagging people, calling them lazy jabs? It should be none of your business except to notice that the person actually lost weight. They got there is none of your concern.
I wouldn't congratulate someone who lost weight because of a jab. Absolutely not.
Really?
In the same way, I wouldn't congratulate someone who looks gorgeous because they're after getting lip fillers and face fillers and all that. It's all fake. People were able to lose weight. There's been huge stories of weight loss and body transformations long before Mounjaro and Ozempic got in the market. So I'm sorry, I will not praise or congratulate someone who lost all the weight by still sitting on
and
their...
What do you say then to somebody like Jess who says a gastric sleeve is just as lazy?
Yeah, probably is. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no argument there. We're in agreement.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We would love to hear from you on this one. Do you agree with what Niamh says, that they are lazy jabs? Glenn.
It's not funny how all the women are giving out since she's going to lose her friends. They just are the same woman that's probably taking the same job or wants to take the same job. For me, it's just insecurity. I think if you need to take a job, you didn't really lose weight, you just cheated. It's like telling two people to lift a weight. One took steroids, one didn't. Who are you more impressed by?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Hannah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Hannah?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Grand, thanks, Hannah. Well, Niamh and Jeremy, actually, sitting beside me here, have both said that weight loss jabs are lazy. Lazy jabs is what Niamh called them. What's your opinion on this?
I mean, I don't exactly fully agree with the lazy term, because as I did agree with the gentleman before me. He was just saying how it's also mental health. People are very insecure, and also some people have like health issues. Like my friend has PCOS, another has diabetes, and they just physically, they tried exercising and it just wouldn't go anywhere, you know, so they did need the support of the jabs. And then I do have people who've gone on it, and you know, it's really helped them with their life, because they just might not have the time to exercise, or they just don't want to. It's their decision, it's their body, you know, and they can do as they like with their body without having to feel judged.
And that was a point I was making a couple of minutes ago, that and Jeremy, I would say that to you. I mean, the long worn expression, my body, my choice, you should respect people and the way in which they choose to lose weight.
Oh no, it is, of course it's their body and their choice, but I'm saying I don't have to see it as a huge big deal that someone's after. Like, it's not. I look at the people who are out jogging at 6 o'clock in the morning when I'm going to work, and they're going to the gym and going to the gym afterwards, and that's something to be proud of, that you've accomplished that. I don't think really you could be proud if you lost all your weight because of the jabs and didn't change.
You should be proud that you just lost all the weight.
No, you didn't lose the weight. The jab lost the weight. You did absolutely nothing. You didn't change your lifestyle at all. You changed absolutely.
And what do you say to that, Hannah?
Well, from experience in the past, I did try them. I tried Ozempic, and I have to say, it's not easy, because I did have an issue with my health due to medication that I'm on for a long-term illness, where it just wouldn't come off. And I actually do go to the gym. So, like, it was very hard. It just wouldn't come off. It was so slow. It could be 2 pounds a week. You know, it was terrible. So what I'd say is, it wasn't easy on the jabs. And I am off them now. It just wasn't for me. It made you very sick. You had to completely change your diet. not that I get very unhealthy, but you just couldn't eat certain foods because you'd vomit because they were too acidic, or, you know, you couldn't just have a juice because it would make you vomit. You'd need to stick to water. You couldn't drink anything fizzy. You know, like, it's not easy, and it's definitely not easy for some who just want to do it and, you know, are struggling. But I do agree, yes, fair play to those who go to the gym, but also I would say, look, fair play for going on them, because I definitely wouldn't go back.
Okay, because you found them very difficult in terms of them making you feel unwell, basically. And I know a lot of people have said that they can make you violently ill, actually.
Very.
Okay, so you came off them because they just didn't suit you, basically.
Well, yes, exactly. And also, I felt a bit more confident, you know, going to the gym then. And I had a bit more time because I didn't work 5 days a week. So, and also I live right next door to the gym, so I'd no excuse. But, you know, at the end of the day, I still would stick to my opinion that, you know, I don't care what anyone else does with their bodies. You know, that's not my business.
Okay, and would you praise somebody who had lost, let's say, I don't know, 5 stone or whatever, as a direct result of taking these jabs? Would you praise them for it?
I guess I would say fair play for sticking to them because they're not nice. But I mean, I do agree to some extent that honestly, I wouldn't go ahead and praise myself if I lost loads of weight on it, because I didn't go out and exercise to lose the weight, you know.
That's the point that Jeremy is making, yeah. That yes, you have achieved something in that you have lost weight, but you don't deserve any praise for it because it was the injection that...
Not for me. In the same way, if someone said to me tomorrow, they said, I ran a marathon last weekend, yeah? And I said, oh, well done. How did you get on? They said, well, I did the marathon on my bike. I'd say, well, no, you're not getting praise for that. Or I drove the marathon in my car. That's not hard work. The proper weight loss done the old-fashioned way, and by the way, I'm just spouting facts here about fitness, health and fitness, is done through... calorie deficit,
okay,
and calorie deficit and exercise.
Okay, now you've just said the old-fashioned way. The new modern way is with injections. That's how people are choosing to do it now.
You can't jab your way through life, lads. You can't. As Hannah said, it made her very sick.
But it doesn't make everybody very sick.
And this excuse of I don't have time, everybody has time. If I have time, and by the way, I'm carrying a few pounds, but I know I could lose that in 4 weeks. If I wanted, I just couldn't be bothered at the moment. But I know I could. I do workouts at home. I do workouts when I'm watching TV sometimes. There's no... The excuse of I don't have time is bullshit. There's people with 4 and 5 kids who keep a healthy lifestyle. And
do you agree with all that, Hannah?
Some parts I would, and some parts where you're saying about the laziness, I just disagree, just for the likes of the mental health. It is hard to get up and go. I'm sure we've all been in a stage in life where it's hard sometimes to just get up and go. You know, you get to work.
Yeah,
that
expression, like get up and go, just got up and went, and you just don't feel like it. You're just not into it. Jeremy, you have to accept that there are some people who aren't, who don't have that motivation to...
But the motivation should be, I don't want to be fat anymore. That's what the main motivation is.
Some people
is.
Just don't have that motivation for various different reasons, like mental health.
Working out... You look at what happened during COVID and all the gyms closed. People were saying their mental health was affected. Mine was as well. Working out is actually positive for your mental health.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Putting jabs into yourself isn't going to make you feel good. There's no social aspect to that. Whereas going to the gym, you're actually going to the gym. There's a social aspect of it. Sitting at home, oh, it's 6 o'clock, I better put the jab in me. No, sorry.
Okay, stay there for a second, Hannah. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this.
Am I saying something out of sorts here?
I just think you're being a bit rude to people genuinely trying to lose weight. They just happen to be doing it in a different way.
By just injection.
Yeah.
Literally
it's
just
a modern way. Amy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Amy?
Hi, I'm good.
Well, Amy, people who lose weight through these Mounjaro, Ozempic, all of these are lazy. What do you say to that? They are the lazy jabs.
They definitely are. And I'm someone who has a condition called PCOS, which I actually got at 14 years of age because I was put on contraceptive, which was actually the cause of it. And with that, you get insulin resistance. And when that happens, you physically cannot lose weight no matter how you want. I went from a size 6 up to a size 18 within the space of a year.
at 14 years of age.
Okay, and that was medical reason?
Yeah, true medical reasons. It went through from the PCOS, which just puts the weight on you. So with that, I'm obviously 29 years of age now. I could not lose weight from the age of 14 up until the age of 28 with help from doctors, gyms, calorie deficit, the help of family. No weight would come off me. I tried metformin, would not work. The only way to take a bit of weight off me was Ozempic. And with that, I hasn't took as much as I wanted to, even with a calorie deficit, down the gym. I'm only down 3 stone in a year, which sounds like a lot, but when you look at everyone else that does it, loses a lot more. So I don't think it's the lazy way out, because you're physically making yourself sick by taking these drugs.
Okay, so did it have that same effect on you? You were very ill from them.
I am. I would still be on them now. And if I eat anything bad, like I eat 1,300 calories a day. So if I go even 100 out of my calories, I'm left vomiting. If I eat too much or too late at night, I'm left vomiting.
So your point is that it's actually very hard to stick with the injections.
I would say it's harder to stick with the injections than to stay in a calorie deficit. I would love to not take these injections and just be in a calorie deficit.
But you would be, and a very small percentage of people who are overweight is down to underlying health issues, and obviously your PCOS that you have, and it does contribute to weight gain. You would be of that small percentage of people that...
It's actually not a small percentage. If you actually look into it, most women in this generation now have PCOS over being forced on contraceptive at a young age.
But I don't think it's fair to say every single woman that's overweight is because of PCOS.
No,
yes,
not every single woman.
But the point...
Would it be a good percentage?
Okay, the point being, you, nothing else was working for you to get rid of the weight. The only thing that has helped you lose any weight has been Ozempic. Is that right?
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't be a big eater.
Okay, so for people to say, no, well, you just have to get up off your arse, you just have to go to the gym, people being my colleague here beside me, you shouldn't ever need to take injections. Jeremy, do you accept that she's...
I literally just said that a small percentage of people, that's a statement of fact, a small percentage of people do have weight gain, but a lot of it is down to, and I'm not saying we're this girl here, a lot of it is down to lifestyle and eating. When you see people having KFC 3 times a week and never walking and stuff like that, obviously that's good.
Yeah, and I understand some people just don't bother, but there is a lot of people that would be in deficit on it that should deserve the prize for taking a little bit of help.
You had no choice. Nothing else was working for you. The jabs did work, not as much as you would have liked, but still worked. Yeah. You managed to lose 3 stone with them.
And Leanne is...
Yeah,
actually,
and I still have to stay on them to maintain my insulin.
Leanne just made a good point there. She just said on Facebook, and this is actually true, she said a lot of people who take the jabs, it's so obvious because they look like they've melted because the weight comes off so fast that the skin doesn't have time to catch up. And that's true. A few people that I know that did it, literally, they look so gaunt and literally their skin is hanging because it's not natural. To lose half your body weight, yeah? Or to go from...
There's very few people losing half their body weight now.
No, but to say to... there's some are. To say if you're a girl going from a size 16, yeah, to a size 8, yeah, in the space of a year's time, that is not natural. It's not natural for the body to go that far down in dress size in the space of a year.
If somebody loves...
Well, I would be someone who would only have dropped 2 to 3 dress sizes. So I still look like I'm a little bit more on the bigger side than someone who looks like they're melted away from Ozempic.
Okay, so you had no choice. And Jeremy, you're already backing away, saying, in your case, Amy was okay.
No, I've never backed away. And if you listen to any of the podcasts where I've talked about weight issues, yeah, I've always prefaced every conversation I've said by saying it does not include the small percentage of people who have weight issues because of an underlying health issue, like a thyroid issue or PCOS. So that is not included. I'm talking about people who are fat because of a lifestyle choice, because they eat shit and don't exercise.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Neil on this.
I just stopped eating bread, chips, batter, anything to do like that, cheese, dairy, and I only eat when I'm hungry. And when I'm hungry, my dinner would consist of maybe a chop, peas, something like that, because I don't be really hungry anymore. Bread was the big thing. Didn't do any exercise whatsoever. It took about 6 months to lose about 3-4 stone. Cheers, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How is?
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
I can actually see Niamh and Jeremy's point. Didn't think I'd say that today, but sure, look, I guess miracles can happen.
Okay, go on.
People think, oh yeah, I'll just get the job. The job will work. No, you still have to eat right. You still have to work out. I stopped taking them after 6 months. I was going into my doctor for checkups about it. And I told her, listen, I want to stop these injections. And she was like, are you sure? She wanted me to stay on them. I was like, doc, I did the math. I was like, it is cheaper for me to meal prep every week and get a gym membership than it is to take these injections. 350 it was costing me. I was like, the only thing that seems to be losing weight fast is my second bank account. So I decided, no, I'm just going to do it the natural way. If it's a slow way, I don't care. But I'm not spending 350 quid anymore.
Okay, and let me ask you then, during the 6 months that you were on them, did they help? Did you lose any weight?
It changed my habits. The only side effect I had was acidic burps and gassiness. I know everyone's probably thinking, but now that's just a minor side effect I had. But it doesn't matter what I eat. It could have been something healthy as anything. I would get acidic burps and I wouldn't get sick, but you'd feel that kind of acidy burn in the back of your throat and in your stomach. That was the only side effect I got. But it did help. But like I said, I was just like, no, I'm not paying 350 quid anymore. People were saying to me, oh, get it down from the north. No. I said, you know, no, it's cheaper for me to get me gym membership, go on a walk in the evening, and meal prep every week.
Okay, and is that working for you then?
Oh, it is, yeah. Like before I even started the jobs, I was about 24 stone. Dress size wise, I was about a 3X, either a 4XL or a 3XL. Now I'm down to an XL. I haven't weighed myself now, but I am going down to the fact that I had to throw out most of my clothes that I have already and get stuff that actually fits better.
Okay, which is great. But when you were on the jabs, you did lose weight as well, did you?
I was, yeah, but I didn't feel great being on them. Like I said, it was more the side effects that was getting me and the cost that was getting to me. I was like, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. I'd rather just do it the natural way, not have to deal with any burping, gassy,
and you're dead.
Every 5 minutes.
You're dead right. Big accomplishments like that, they don't come easy. Weight loss is not supposed to be an easy thing. It's not supposed to be a walk in the park, if you pardon the pun. Weight loss is supposed to take dedication, hard work, and discipline, Adrian. That's what it's supposed to take, because you've literally abused your body by eating too much shit and not exercising. So your body...
I've come across people on the jobs who are taking the jobs and they're still eating them like a family-sized meal, and I'm looking at them and like, that's not going to help you. That's just going to put your progress even further. Like,
but again, Jess, you gave them up for financial reasons. You gave them up
financial and the side effects. Yeah.
And the side effects, okay. If you didn't have them, if you didn't have the side effects, and if you didn't, you know, maybe you got it on the medical card or whatever, would you have stayed on them?
No, because I just feel then like it was just too easy then, and all these people saying like, oh, what about your mental health? Your mental health would actually feel better if you go on a good half an hour walk. I walked the other weekend back when we had the brilliant weather. I walked from my house in our town all the way down to Bull Island and back. I got about 15,000 steps in, and slept like a baby.
That is literally the best thing for your mental health. Like, tell me, Adrian, you cannot compare her walking on Bull Island, yeah? A Rottweiler on Bull Island.
That's a long walk, our town to Bull Island.
The longest walk a Rottweiler has ever gone on. But you cannot compare the benefits to Jess's mental health for going on that walk.
I'm not arguing the point.
Sitting in your armchair watching Love Island while jabbing yourself.
There is nothing better than getting out and getting a bit of exercise. You feel great. But okay, Jess, stay there for 1 second. Let me bring in Michelle. Michelle, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hiya, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Michelle. Niamh is the lady who contacted us in the first place. She says five of her female friends are on the jabs and she just thinks it's lazy. What do you think?
Well, I don't agree because, like, it doesn't work for everybody. Like, and dieting doesn't work for everybody. Like, obesity is a, like, serious disease. Like, your head, the food noise in your head is unbelievable. If you've ever struggled with weight, and yes, I have. I've struggled with weight all my life, still do. I don't take the jab. I did diet and exercise and it worked for me. But friends, relations, other people I know, it didn't work for. So they end up going on the jab. And it helped them. But it didn't help them the way people think it's a miracle cure. It helped them to lose some weight. But if they give it up, they throw back on all the weight. And they do diet, they do exercise, but it doesn't work.
So for some people, it is a miracle cure. For some people who are very obese, it seems to work quite well and better than somebody who is very obese can actually do with exercise and with improved diet. But you don't have a problem if people choose to lose weight?
Not if they choose to do it. Like, not everybody chooses just to be lazy. People choose it because they don't have an option. They can't lose weight. For the last stone that I need to get off me 20 years ago when I was trying to really bait the weight off me, it took me a full year of counting my calories, crying because I was starving. Like, I was like at about 800 calories trying to get the last stone. Now 800 calories is nothing. So it's horrible. And I mean, it's not meant to be easy, but it's not meant to be killing me either. But I have friends that are on the job that went to the gym, followed strict diet, and they just couldn't do it. It just wouldn't work. They'd lose a stone and then it'd come back on them because the food and ice, like cancer, just same. So I'd be addicted to chocolate. To me, it's like a drug. Obesity is like a drug. Weight is like a drug. If you've got that noise in your head, you can't switch it off. It's very, very hard to switch it off. And all your life, you'll struggle with weight. And it's grand saying, yeah, I've lost this, I've lost that. I went from 50.5 stone, me heaviest, down to 8.5 at me lightest, and wasn't happy at either way.
Okay, but,
I think if the jab works for you, try it. But like, I don't see why anyone should condemn it. And not everybody sits there in a chair and injects themselves. People do go to gym as well after using and try their hardest to do it. So I don't know why people should begrudge them. I think they should be happy for them if they can lose that weight.
Okay, Jess, let me put that back to you. If somebody loses weight because they're taking jabs, we should be just as proud of them because they've lost the weight, no matter how they did.
No, I get that. Now, I would say fair play. I know Jeremy wouldn't, but I would say fair play. But at the same time, if you're on the jabs and you lose a stone, then you gain the stone back and you're yo-yoing, do you have enough discipline then? Because that's what you need as well. You need discipline. When I stopped the jabs and started just doing it on my own, after 8 o'clock, I'm not eating. I'll have a bottle of water, that's about it, but I'm not eating.
So discipline doesn't work for everybody.
You need to have a bit of discipline.
Discipline doesn't work for everybody. They can't switch it off.
Ah, Michelle, come on.
Listen. All my life I've struggled.
People need to have a bit of discipline.
All my life. I'm not saying I'm obese, but I am overweight.
Accountable for our choices.
We are all accountable, but it's not as easy. That's like telling a drug addict to switch the knives off in their brain when they want to turn on. That's exactly what it's like. That's like saying to an alcoholic, switch that knife off in your brain, don't take that
fridge and raid the snack cupboard, that's on you.
It's working for you now, but like, that's now, but what in a few years time down the road if it stops working for you and you can't
defend
yourself?
It's not on you.
It is. A lot of people have trauma and they use food as a compensation.
Oh, here we go. More excuses. It's mental health. It's PCOS.
Not an excuse. You're doing great now, Jess. You're doing great. But what happens if you don't do great anymore? Like, that's all on you. Yeah, but there's a reason as well. There's always a reason.
Reason, excuse, pick whatever word you want. But if you decide to raid the cupboards and raid the fridges and put all that weight back on, who did that? You did, because you're listening to
the office. They don't all the time have to raid the cupboard. Some people just eat a bit more and they put on weight. They don't have to be an out-and-out pig. Everybody thinks because they see somebody obese that's an out-and-out pig. Everybody's built differently.
Well, you don't get fat by eating a shit ton of leaves and vegetables.
You don't have to tell me. I know how you get fat. I've had all my life knowing how to get fat and how to get thin. And it's still a struggle.
Same here.
I don't think the jab is a quick fix because it doesn't work for everybody. It hasn't worked for some people.
People see it as a quick fix. I've seen people on the jabs alone, not eating right, not changing their habits, not even getting up off their arse to go on a 15-minute walk at least, and they think that the jab is going
to
fix everything.
They need to do more than 15.
You need to work with it.
They want to be high on the pavement if you want to lose weight. 15 minutes isn't going to do it. Cardio itself just doesn't help you lose weight.
I know, like I said in my comments, I'd be going out me walking weights just to get a bit of lift in as well. But if you're not even getting up to go on a walk...
What about people that can't exercise? What about people with injuries? Genuine injuries that cannot exercise?
And there are obviously...
I'm sure there's stretches you can do at least.
There are obviously people like that, but they would be very much in the minority as well.
Yeah, obviously if you're wheelchair bound, you can. Although I've seen people in wheelchairs actually in the gym doing
I think they can still use it. Yeah, but what about people that can't pound a pavement? Like, they're not going to be able to go out and burn off calories if they can't move.
No, you can burn calories. You can burn calories by moving. You can burn calories through weight.
Yeah,
through
what amount of calories? What amount of calories? Huge. You can burn calories from laughing, but how much? How much do you have to laugh burning?
No, you can burn huge calories from lots of different things. You can burn huge calories. Oh yeah, every Saturday. And just shows you when people say you haven't got time to do stuff. Every Saturday, when my kids are out playing in the garden, I do, what did I do last week? Do 1,500 skips. And I tell you, you are absolutely bollocks tired after it. But your heart is literally pumping.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, look at me, I'm great.
I can't do 1,500 skips because I have an AFib and I'm going to hospital.
No, but I didn't think I could, but I built up to it. You know what I mean? Like,
I know, and I know what you're saying, but me personally, I used to pound the pavement. I'm not able to walk the way I used to because I've had, but I do walk. I'm not lazy. I never stop going. I'm always busy. But genetically, if I go out and I eat a bar of chocolate, I will say it on here. Do I love a bar of chocolate? Yeah. Should I stay away from it? Not one bar, no, but 20 bars, yeah.
Okay, stay there for a second because I want to bring in Trevor on this. Trevor, why are you annoyed at Michelle here?
I'm kind of annoyed at her and you, Adrian.
Okay, go
to me. Like, Adrian, can I ask you a question? You have kids. Say your son's sitting in his leaving site this year and he got a cheat sheet. Would you think he's cheating or would you say, actually, that's normal, the way it goes now?
It's a slightly different conversation, to be honest with you.
Well, not really, because taking jabs is injecting and then cheating, isn't it? You're not actually, most of these roly-polies don't even grow and exercise.
I agree. Some don't. Don't think it's
and
very.
Then your woman, Trevor, how many does that account for?
I don't think it's nice to be calling people who are carrying weight roly polies, for God's sake. Have a bit of maturity, for fuck's sake.
Tubsy Wubsy's better.
No, don't be so smart. You're talking about human beings. Many of whom, like Michelle.
Many of whom who are lazy shit.
What do you say to people like Trevor, who describes people who live with weight issues as roly-polies?
Trevor's a gobshite. Spartan's there, he won't sit. But, I wouldn't be worried about it. Like, that's Trevor, all my life I've always been called fat, even when I wasn't fat. Because you're big. Oh, you're very big. You're very tall. You can't please everybody. You know, and here's the thing about being fat and being fit. There's cottons to fit all sizes, so don't fucking worry about it.
And then I guess most people that do this are just big boned, are they?
No, I'm not big boned, but I'm not obese either.
No, I never said you. I'm saying about the people taking these jabs.
Not all the people taking jabs. Some of them just want a quick fix and just want to be a size 8.
Yeah, and then what about you said really what about big people? And are.
Hang on, I won't take a break. If you let me finish, I'll take a break. All right, well, listen, I'm not a donut. You can let me go first, okay? Listen, at the end of the day,
right, when you said people out there who can't exercise, who can't exercise unless you're a fucking paraplegic?
Loads of people can't exercise. How do you know what's wrong with them? How do you know what they can again? You're a physiotherapist.
If you can physically walk, if you can physically do a sit-up, a push-up, walk, even roll, then you can exercise.
Taking a jab is not a great thing to do. And then you have all these
sad fuckers in this country who are saying, oh, COVID was a fake demic, but yet they'll inject this shit into them not knowing what it actually could cause.
What's it got to do with COVID? You're going
because everyone during COVID was saying that there's COVID jabs were fucking going to give you super cancers, they're going to give you this, that, and the other. Yet they will inject this shit into the body just because they're big Tubsy Wubsies can lose weight faster.
Why should the body eat to their own?
Doesn't bother me in the slightest, but don't come at me saying, I lost weight. Yeah, you didn't lose weight. The fucking injection lost weight for people.
You're taking everything really personal here, love.
I'm not even talking about you. You need to take it in general. I'm not just talking about you. I'm not just talking about you. I asked you. I told you, the Tubsy Wubsies need to get out, do a bit more exercise, cycle the bike, get a pair of hourglass. Fucking do something. Roll down a hill if they have to lose the weight. That's how you lose weight. You don't take the cheater's way out and inject yourself.
Back up then.
No, because they walk back up the hill and they're even double the weight loss. Wouldn't that be great?
You know, it's easy for you to sit there and condemn. You're not going through what they're going through. You don't know.
How do you know?
You don't know because you're there condemning.
How do you know when they're on their own, Trevor?
Every individual goes through something on their own. You're there condemning people that you don't know.
We all have problems, right? We all have problems. But at the end of the day, you're saying, I don't know people are going through. You don't even, I haven't even said if I'm fucking big or not.
I don't know, yeah. But that's your own business.
Yeah, exactly.
That's up to you to do what you want to do. You can't turn around and expect people to say,
oh, you look great, you look fabulous. How did you do it? And then you go, I don't want to tell anyone. Trevor, let me ask you,
if a friend of yours who was obese and you didn't see him or her for 6 months, and the next time you saw him or her, they had lost a significant amount of weight, and you said to them, oh, you look fantastic, that was brilliant, and then this friend of yours...
I wouldn't say that.
I actually had
a friend who was on the Ozempic one, I think it was the other one, I can't think of the name, but hadn't seen him in about 9 months.
Okay.
And ran into him in Dublin one day, and he didn't look right, you know what I mean? He just looked weird. And I was like, James, you've shaved down a bit. And he says, you know yourself. And I was like, what do you mean I know myself? What are you doing? Like, you're on the gym on every day of the week or something? Oh, no. I says, obviously, you took the cheaters way out, did you? You're on the jab. And he's like, well, yeah. I says, why didn't you just go to the fucking gym? Why didn't you just walk to
So you've already you had this conversation with somebody. You've already slagged somebody for losing weight with injections.
No, I questioned his decision. I didn't slag him. I just said, why didn't you just put down the fucking chocolate?
You did slag him. You said you did it the cheater's way.
Yeah, well, that's not cheating. Well, if you want to call it slagging, I don't give a shit. But at the end of the day, it's the cheater's way out, isn't it? You want to inject yourself and then go on a little fucking brisk walk instead of putting effort in, cycle a bike, put on a fucking set of rollerblades.
It's the same as
for a walk.
Trevor, myself and Adrian have a mutual friend and former colleague, and he's gone through a huge weight loss transformation.
And literally a transformation.
And it was a bariatric. It's a bariatric band he got done, and he's lost a huge amount of weight.
So another cheater's way out.
But myself and Adrian and himself were in at a social thing there a couple of months ago, and Adrian was, of course, praising him. Well done, you're looking great. And he said to me, Jeremy, doesn't he look great? And I said, yeah, well done, that's a great surgeon you have.
You didn't actually say that. You said it under your breath. You didn't actually say it to his face.
Yeah, well done to your surgeon. He was brilliant.
Yeah, if you're not prepared to say it to his face, don't say it at all.
Yeah, and you didn't say it to his face.
But at the end of the day, that's another fucking cheater's way of going under the knife for it. Like, Jesus Christ, man.
But again, the only reason
you should be going under the knife is if you're 40-odd stone, get down to 15, you have flabs hanging off you. That's the only reason you should go under the knife, is to get all the excess taken off. Right? That's the only reason.
But again, Trevor, if the end result is... if the end result is the same, like that guy you're talking about, he lost a shitload of weight. Surely it's the losing the weight is the important part.
No, because you didn't look right, lads. And I'm telling you now, injecting that and losing that over so little time cannot be good for your heart. It can't be good for you.
I know, Trevor, you'd like to win arguments and stuff like this, but you're about to be handed your arse on a... What's that expression?
On a plate.
You're about to, because you've met your match. You're going to be talking to a girl called Sarah in a moment. And she has some names she wants to call you. Well, sorry, one of them is...
Bring her on.
One of them is, you're a thick C-U-N-T. That's the first one. So
just, a thick cunt, okay.
Stay there for a second. Let's bring in Selena before that.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I'm just listening to your topic at the moment, and I can't come on at the moment because I'm working. This is my first time voice noting you, long-term listener. Just wanted to say, in relation to the weight loss injections, that it is certainly not the easy way out. You do have to change your lifestyle. You have to change your eating habits. You have to exercise. It just knocks off that food noise in your head. So you're not constantly thinking about food. What's next? What am I going to have for dinner? What am I going to have for lunch? it stops that in your mind and allows you to focus on nutritional things. And also, you can be sick if you eat something that doesn't agree with you. I can't eat red meat anymore. I can't eat anything that's processed or anything like that. And it's also not done for vanity. It's not done for everybody to praise you. Like Jeremy was saying there, he's not going to praise someone who loses it through the injections. We are not doing it for praise. We have more than likely tried every single diet, fad, everything out there to lose weight, and it just hasn't worked. So it's for ourselves, it's for our health, it's for our confidence. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, guys. So basically, I just want to say straight up, Trevor is a tick cunt. Plain and simple. He's a tick cunt. Has not a clue what he's talking about. Hasn't got a breeze. What that last message was from that lady, she's spot on. I've been on the injection for the past kind of half a year. I stopped at Christmas time, gained a load of weight back. All it does is change. It just gets rid of the food noise. I cycle every single day, and I have done for years. Made no difference to me. I tried every diet, every fad. The only thing was, like, some people have mental problems as well where they eat their feelings. I just so happen to be one of those. When people die on me, which has been a lot the last couple of years, I will grieve and I will pick and pick and pick a food till I'm piling the weight on. Some people can't help that. The food noise is a real mental issue there. Like, it's not a case of people being lazy fuckers and just don't want to do that. I cycled work. I cycled every day. I was cycling, like, for hours. Not just a few minutes. I was cycling for hours at an end. He hasn't a clue what he's talking about. Hasn't breathed. He hasn't. Hasn't got a fucking clue.
Well, Trevor, do you want to respond?
There's another one on Facebook there called Jessica. She hasn't got a fucking clue either. Like, and judging by our Facebook picture, she's fucking still as fat as a fool.
Sorry, Trevor, Jessica's not on the line here, although she was on earlier on. Trevor, do you want to respond to that?
Food noise is a thing. Wow, okay.
It is a thing, you fool.
When you're hungry, you're not allowed to talk to anyone. You can cycle for hours, you can cycle for fucking days if you want, but the fact that you probably went home and picked up three burgers, two packets of crisps, share size,
and 16 bars of chocolate, that's exactly what I did. Unless you're cycling for hours, Sarah, and then not eating like a fucking pig in a trough, then that's the only way to do it.
See, I can see, now I'm insulting people, and I don't like doing that, Sarah. You came on the phone and attacked me straight away. I don't want my feelings, Sarah. Come on, let's be friends. Sarah, you're a fool. Let me ask you, Sarah. Let me ask you, Sarah.
Okay, Sarah, he's not the only one who believes that using weight loss jabs is the lazy way out. What do you say to the rest of the people, not just Trevor?
It's not lazy. It's not lazy. Some people just genuinely need a bit of help. It's not lazy at all. Some people might do it as a lazy way out, but it won't work for them. I learned the hard way. When I came off it, I did gain the weight back. I did. Not all of it, but I gained some of it back. I gained some of the weight back.
So are you, are you saying it's a... Because I don't know much about the jabs. Are you saying
one... Just get rid of the food noise, Jeremy. Like, when you wake up in the morning, like, you're not thinking of what you're going to have for dinner, what are you going to have for breakfast.
Well, that's me every day, yeah.
You have no desire for food. Well, that's what it to me. You've no desire. No, you have to force myself to eat.
So Angela, who's a regular caller on this podcast, Angela has been on them for ages. Now, Angela used to be a big unit. She was huge. She lost half her weight. But she said, I remember her saying to us, she said that on the way home from somewhere, a pub or a match or something, she couldn't walk by a chipper. As soon as she got the smell of a chipper, she'd be in there like with her batter burger. And she says, since she went on the jabs, she now finds a chipper smell disgusting.
But is that not a good thing then?
Yeah,
it'll turn you off, it was like...
But again, Jeremy, surely that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It's a great thing.
But there's a better way.
It's not a good thing for the
shippers. But no, it's not. They'll all be in the business. You know more than I do. If you were on the jabs, does that mean you're stuck in them for life? Because once you come off them, you're back to square one.
No, what I've learned is that I now have to change the eating habits. Because nobody, like the doctor didn't explain that to me. You know what I mean? None of them, because none of them had a clue. So I started, I think it was July last year. I've just 4.5 stone. I gained a stone back from Christmas time till now. And that's because I didn't change really the eating habit. Well, I did, but I didn't change it as much as I should have.
Trevor, somebody wants to know, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to. Somebody wants to know, Trevor sounds like the kind of guy that would buy his wife a course in Mongero. Sorry, someone wants to know, Trevor, you sound like the type of guy who'd buy your wife a course in Mongero jabs.
No, I bought my wife a Peloton bike, actually.
Mail order,
I talked to you about that before, Jeremy.
So you bought her a what?
Now, lads, can I just say one thing, right? She literally just said, when you come off the jabs, you have to change your eating habits. Why not fucking change your eating habits beforehand? And Adrian, can I point Sarah, put it down the back of your mouth, okay? I'm talking to Adrian.
You're an idiot.
I told you I ran into my mate, right? He was going to the gym 5 days a week, right? And it wasn't working for him. Do you know why?
Go on.
He was still having 3 fucking curries a week and drinking every single weekend and sometimes during the week. And he wondered why he wasn't losing weight. It's a fucking mystery, isn't it? And your woman there literally just said that.
You're not listening, though.
You have to change your eating habits. How about we replace the food noise with fucking willpower?
Are you a chick cunt? You really are a stupid cunt.
See, such profanity there. Jesus, wow. There's still people that listen to this show, Sarah. There's no need for that.
You're a chick cunt.
Okay, right, we get it. Here, both of you stay there for 1 second because you'd be interested in this message that has just come in to me. And Jeremy, you haven't seen this, but I'm going to read it out anyway.
Yeah.
this is from a work friend of Jeremy. Okay. Now, I'm not going not naming this work colleague.
Jeez, that's not fair if you can't tell me who it is.
First time listening to your podcast and the last.
Oh, jeez.
I had no idea Jer was such an opinionated prick. He's not like this off the podcast. I've been on them for 2 years, lost 4 dress sizes, and he's a hypocrite because he said well done to me only a few months ago.
I know who that
and
is.
And told me I look great.
I know who that is.
Wait, finish. And told me I look great, and now I tune in to hear that. Nice to know how he really feels. Two-faced fuck. Don't give out my name. He knows who it is.
Yes, I do know how it is, who it is. Yeah.
Okay. You're a two-faced fuck, says your work colleague.
This isn't someone I work with full time, by the way.
Doesn't matter.
Someone at one of my gigs. Yeah. And I know exactly because we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, myself, and I'm not getting into it. It's a private matter for off air.
Well, no, you congratulated this person on losing weight. And now she's saying you're an absolute, well, I don't know if it's he or she, actually.
First of all,
you're an absolute hypocrite.
It's a she. First of all, that conversation that I had with her was not a conversation face-to-face. It was on Facebook, actually, because she put up a photograph. And I'll even show you a screenshot of it. She put up a photograph on Facebook, before.
He said, well done to me only a few months ago and told me I look great.
Yeah, which I did, because I'm not getting into it.
No, get into it.
No, it does.
But hang on. This person is calling you an opinionated prick.
Because I have to see this person every 2 weeks.
Okay, this person has said she's not going to listen to our podcast anymore. She's not happy with your opinion.
She never listened to it. She never even heard of the podcast because I've had this conversation with her. I'm not getting into this. This is a private matter. But all I will say was that was not a conversation that was had face to face. It was, and this is not me backtracking.
But it kind of is.
Look at your big smile on your face.
Yeah, no, I do have a big smile on my face.
It's not a gotcha moment, okay? This was a conversation that was had online when she put up a before and after photograph from 2024 to 2026, I think it was. I'll find the bloody post. And I congratulated her, yeah? And so people messaging in now hating on me. Well, what did I do here?
Because
Michelle, two-faced is not a nice quality. That's not true, Michelle. I didn't give out about this particular person on the show, so that's not two-faced.
You gave out about people like this person.
No.
Because she lost her weight through weight loss jabs. And you're saying you're a cheat, you're lazy, all the things that you
because
said on this episode.
She never said in the Facebook post. The Facebook post just said I can't even remember what the caption was. I'll find the bloody thing. Hang on, I'll find it.
But anyway, sorry, that's neither here nor there.
She did
the
not,
fact is no, that she, you saw this person.
She didn't.
You saw that this person lost weight. So the end result is what you were praising.
No.
And it's the end result you should always praise.
I will have this conversation with her off air and not on air. there. The point I'm trying to make is...
You've literally been handed your fucking arse on a plate there.
She didn't say in the Facebook post that it was... And I made this point at the start of it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This... post.
Okay, so sorry. Now that you know that this particular individual lost the weight, what do you have to say to this colleague of yours?
Not talking about, because on the Facebook post that she put up, she never said it was because of the job.
Think she should?
No, but she didn't say. So yes, she did. She has had phenomenal body transformation and weight loss, and she does look a lot better. I think she looks a lot healthier. But I thought it was because she was going out for walks and she was doing Bray Head, because she told us that she was doing Bray Head, which, by the way, is no mean feat. This is not me backpedaling. This is the first time.
So what? And now that you know that she lost the weight through jabs, what do you think?
I'll talk to her separately.
There you are, Sarah. He's literally been handed his arse on a plate here.
What did you say, Jeremy? Because I obviously missed that part.
I said that I wouldn't congratulate someone if they didn't put any exercise in. The point
is... I'm sitting here thinking, and you know what? I'm just going to be honest, I'm probably a lazy coach for going this way because I lost the weight before. When I first started listening to you guys, actually, I had lost all the weight. You were talking 10 years ago, actually more than that, shit. Long, long time ago, I lost the weight. So, but this time around, it's actually a mental thing with me. Like, I will eat, instead of grieving or crying because someone has died, I'll eat my feelings. Like, it's not that easy for me to just switch off and do it the way that I did it before. Like, genuinely, like, when my mom died in September, even though I was on the jab, I kind of wanted food. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not as easy as what people think. But, yeah, I'm probably maybe 1 in 10 people that, yeah, I'm doing it because one of the money there.
Okay, you're admitting that one of the reasons you're using the injections is...
It's because it's easier for me.
Here's the thing, Sarah. People are always...
Well, what did you say? I want to know what you fucking said, because you're backpedaling on that girl there.
Yeah, because I'll do that off air. That's an issue.
No, it's not funny. Why would you do it off air? Because that's bullshit. That's you backpedaling. Yeah,
you're dead right, Sarah.
I wasn't talking about her. The post.
You were talking about people like her.
The post.
And now she thinks you're a two-faced fuck, and she's dead right. She is dead right. One final WhatsApp voice note to wrap this up.
Hi, lads. I'm on Ozempic probably 2 years now. I've lost 7 stone. Still more to go if I want, but it is very tough, and it also gives me bad acid reflux depending on what I eat. But I do walk as well too. You have to walk as well, because it's only helping the fat area of your body. It's not getting your fitness back. There's no point in losing fat and weight if you're not fit. You know what I mean? That's just a bit.
All right, Gareth, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you, all of you, for your messages. I want to be a fly on the wall when you meet... your colleague.
There's no fly on the wall.
Are you going to say it directly to her face?
We work together once every 2 weeks. No! The post she put on Facebook did not allude to the fact that the weight loss was...
Why do you think she should have said that? I've had to lose loads of weight because I was on the jabs.
You can't accuse me of being two-faced.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we will catch you on the next episode.